USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Amy Coney Barrett is now a Supreme Court Justice. She was sworn in by Justice Clarence Thomas at a Monday night ceremony on the White House lawn. The Senate voted earlier in the evening, 52-48, to confirm Barrett in a mostly party-line vote. After taking the oath of office, Barrett thanked President Trump for the confidence he placed in her when he nominated her.
It's a privilege to be asked to serve my country in this office, and I stand here tonight truly honored and humbled. Thanks also to the Senate for giving its consent to my appointment. I am grateful for the confidence you have expressed in me, and I pledge to you and to the American people that I will discharge my duties to the very best of my ability.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The Supreme Court has denied a measure that would have extended the deadline for mail-in ballots in Wisconsin. In a Monday ruling, the court sided with the Wisconsin GOP in striking down a lower court order that would have allowed mail ballots to be counted if they were received up to 6 days after Election Day. State Democrats had argued that the extra time was necessary with the influx of absentee and mail-in ballots due to the pandemic. Wall Street reacted negatively Monday to increasing numbers of coronavirus cases. The Dow fell 650 points to close under 28,000 points, the S&P 500 dropped 1.9%, and the Nasdaq lost nearly 200 points to finish the day down 1.6%. Investors were also uneasy after negotiations over a new round of coronavirus stimulus have seemingly stalled. Both sides now say they doubt whether or not a deal will be done before Election Day. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On the campaign trail Monday, former Vice President Joe Biden had plenty to say about the administration's reaction to the COVID pandemic.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, with one campaign event on Monday, the vice president in Chester, Pennsylvania, talking about the president and COVID-19.
Donald Trump is the worst possible president, the worst possible person to try to lead us through this pandemic. And I don't think he just either doesn't have any idea what to do or he just doesn't care.
Biden also says the government needs to be more aggressive on testing and tracing. On Tuesday, the former vice president will be campaigning in Georgia. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The United States has threatened to destroy any shipments of Iranian missiles to Venezuela. In a statement to Fox News, Elliot Abrams, the State Department special representative to Iran and Venezuela, said a potential deal for long-range missiles between the two countries will not be tolerated. According to reports, there is no plan in place to transfer missiles from Iran to Venezuela, but the State Department is reacting to the potential for an arms deal. A UN embargo on Iranian arms sales expired last week, and Venezuela is seen as a potential trade partner for Iran. More than 90,000 people have been evacuated from communities in Southern California by a rapidly growing wildfire. Fire crews say the blaze started Monday morning and quickly grew to more than 7,200 acres, driven by strong Santa Ana winds. 60,000 people were initially evacuated from the Irvine area, with more being ordered out as the fire exploded throughout the day. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Narok.